Texas prosecutors charge 318 in new immigration cases. Texas border business. U.S. Attorney's Office, Southern District of Texas. Houston, a total of 318 additional cases have been filed in immigration and border-related matters from January 9-15. Of those charged, 113 people face illegal entry charges, while another 180 face charges of felony re-entry after removal. Many of those charged have prior felony convictions involving narcotics, violent crimes, and immigration offenses. An additional 24 people are accused of engaging in human smuggling, while the remaining two face charges related to other immigration crimes. These cases were referred or supported by federal law enforcement partners, including Immigration and Customs Enforcement, Homeland Security Investigations, ICE, Enforcement and Removal Operations, Border Patrol, Drug Enforcement Administration, FBI, U.S. Marshals Service and Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms and Explosives, with additional assistance from state and local law enforcement partners. The cases are part of Operation Take Back America, a nationwide initiative that marshals the full resources of the Department of Justice to repel the invasion of illegal immigration, achieve the total elimination of cartels and transnational criminal organizations, and protect our communities from the perpetrators of violent crime. Under current leadership, public safety and a secure border are the top priorities for this district. Enhanced enforcement both at the border and in the interior of the district have yielded aliens engaged in unlawful activity or with serious criminal histories, including convictions for human trafficking, sexual assault, and violence against children. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Texas remains one of the busiest in the nation. It represents 43 counties and more than 9 million people, covering 44,000 square miles. Assistant U.S. attorneys from all seven divisions, including Houston, Galveston, Victoria, Corpus Christi, Brownsville, McAllen, and Laredo, work directly with our law enforcement partners on the federal, state, and local levels to prosecute the suspected offenders of these and other federal crimes. An indictment or criminal complaint is a formal accusation of criminal conduct, not evidence. A defendant is presumed innocent unless convicted through due process of law.